Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week, and hello to the weekend. Did I do it?
Yeah, you did it fine. It was okay the last time, though.
Good. All right, because it's not often that I screw up the intros anymore.
Yeah.
Because I think I've got this system down, but when you feel like you've got a couple cotton balls maybe just hiding up in the front of your brain, maybe it kind of throws off the rhythm a little bit.
Why is that?
I don't even know, man. I woke up this way.
Oh.
And I'm not, like... terrible, because I can still do this. It's not like the ability to do the show is completely gone, but it's gonna be a challenge. So we're just gonna see what happens, and hopefully these Sour Patch Kids will help, like, do something. I don't know. Do they clear sinuses?
Sure.
Yeah. No, actually, they do. That's what's happening right now. You can't call us because we're not doing that thing, but.
But we can call you.
Yeah, we certainly can. Only if we have your phone numbers, though. So you're. It's a very exclusive club.
So basically, you're not going to get called.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, I mean, you don't know that, Jared. Maybe someone's getting called right now, and you just have no idea.
Could be.
What is that? What is this on the phone?
Who could it be?
I have no idea.
John Cena.
Hello, TGIF.
Hey.
Hello.
You're very quiet. Yes. Why is this happening?
Why am I quiet? I don't know.
I fixed it, though.
Am I not turned up enough?
No, I got it. There we go. Fine.
Turn up for what?
Bah, 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 bah. Had to do it. What's up, Andrew? Are you still in Vegas?
I'm just chilling. How's y'all's New Year's?
Pretty good. Did anybody have a wild New Year's Eve?
I worked.
I went to bed early.
I went to a bonfire.
I got drunk.
Well, okay, Andrew got drunk. So he's like the only one out of the four of us that
congratulations.
Did that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure Ben had a wild New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he went to Seattle
Maybe
for
we
something.
Should call him.
Yeah,
we'll call him later.
Yeah,
if he's conscious.
Can you do like a conference call?
I don't know. I haven't tried to figure that out on my phone before.
You've never tried doing a conference call? Interesting.
No,
never.
Do what is this gonna do?
Drew, show him the way.
Dial to add a call.
I don't know. I don't know his phone. That's the thing.
La 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 la. This is okay.
Hello. And
hello. So, can you hear us? Because I'm screwing up.
Hello.
Andrew.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
How you doing?
You guys decided to cut me away from society for a bit, huh?
Guys, would you say that this is the best opening ever? I'd say so. This is like, this is the most sarcastic you're ever going to hear me.
Really?
Yeah.
I get that.
You because don't I, say.
Because I sound like I'm doing a commercial. This segment brought to you by Gold Bond Powder. Put it on your nuts. Because it... helps them.
I wouldn't.
No, you get the blue bottle.
I thought you put it on.
That stuff tingles, bro.
Why are you putting the blue stuff on your balls?
I don't know.
The blue powder. They got the yellow and they got the blue powder.
Blue balls.
Fuck you. Anyway.
You did walk into that one.
I walked into that.
Yeah. But no, you put Gold Bond on things that itch, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I've never put really Gold Bond on much anything.
If you have jock itch, yes, I'm sure it would help, but there's creams for that.
Yeah.
True. But I mean, I don't want to be walking around with a bunch of cream in my jeans. I think I'd rather.
You don't want powdery balls, though.
I don't know. Well, I think it would
contraire.
Be less.
Maybe that's exactly what I want.
I think it would be less distracting.
Well, you know, powdery balls would be better than powdery noses walking around.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean.
You want, not the other.
If you got a powdery nose, people know you party hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that having powder on your nuts would be way less distracting than having, like, a paste on them instead. Like, and you're supposed to walk around with that?
This is true.
I agree
with you.
That
I've never tried and I don't really plan to, so.
Oh, but you but now you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have an idea of what, if it happens, what you can do.
Did you have to kick anyone out of the store on New Year's Eve?
Nope, surprisingly.
Wow. That's
I kind of was almost expecting it, but nope, didn't happen.
Boy. Yeah, it probably
it was actually it was really busy up until about 9-10 o'clock, and then just died.
Yeah,
and then yesterday was nothing all day.
Wow.
Yeah,
I got to work tomorrow.
Fun.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to.
I actually got Friday and Saturday off in a row.
Oh, what
were you off just by midnight, or did you have to work through midnight?
Dude, I had to work till 12:30.
Boom.
Gay.
Well, Teresa, did you at least come in and do the countdown with him?
No.
No, she just said she was going to go to bed instead of coming and saying hi.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to come buy some alcohol, but then I was like, no.
I don't know. That wouldn't have been a bad thing. No. I'm kind of imagining Drew just like being the only one in the store, and then when the countdown finishes, it's just him alone in the store blowing up one of those party things.
No, I did. I just went on the intercom like, attention, everybody. Happy New Year.
Click. Nice. But no one was going to hear it.
I did do that, no, actually.
Oh, you did?
I did do that. I didn't hear anybody make any sort of response. None of the night crew guys, which I think were the only other people in the store, say anything. Nothing. So
attention, everybody. Happy New Year.
That is all.
I'd imagine not people walking through Safeway at midnight unless they're trying to get more booze after they're already shipping.
Right.
Yeah. There's actually people do come through buying like chips and Mountain Dew and that kind of stuff at midnight. It's weird.
That is weird.
Huh.
That's one the Munchie crew, though.
There's one guy that comes in literally every single night, gets like one of those 1.5 or 1.25 liter bottles of Mountain Dew and like a bag of like, you know, the Frito scoops. Like he'll get one of those like every night.
And he does that.
Walk through. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
That's when next time he comes through, you ask him, excuse me, sir, do you happen to be on the Mary Joanna?
It was the best friendship.
No, I did have some people come through the other day that smelled like they just walked out of a Jamaican forest fire. Like there was just a cloud around them. Actually, it was more of like a scent trail. I felt like a bloodhound walking through the store.
You could have found them. Just
yeah, I could have tracked them like a, you know, dog just through the store.
Wavy green lines coming off of the top of their head, except it's just got little pictures of weed leaves.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. I love it when life is like Looney Tunes.
Can't judge them too much.
No, I'm not judging them. I just you could tell exactly what they were doing before they came in. That was on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. Safeway is a judgment-free zone.
Yeah, New Year's was pretty fun down here. Enjoying the San Diego life for it, you know, out on town. So,
oh, you didn't stay in Vegas for New Year's?
No, I didn't. I had to work.
No Vegas prostitute. Darn. So.
No, you don't want to stay in Vegas too long anyway.
Yeah,
that would have been fun because they do the ball thing like they do in New York. They do that on the Vegas Strip,
right?
But it's just a bowl of hookers, right?
Pretty much.
It's just a giant dime bag lowering.
Miley Cyrus. Like in Wrecking Ball.
Gosh.
I didn't actually watch the ball. Does it go up or down?
It goes down.
It goes down.
And then when it meets the bottom, it lights up whatever year you're turning into.
Got it. I actually remember that happening for the year 2000.
Yeah.
Me too.
Very distinct memory.
See, if I was in charge of a TV network, I would have had the feed cut exactly when the light... No, 2000!
Oh.
Just TV went off.
So mean.
And then have everybody freak out, and then like, you know, 30 seconds later, everything comes back on again just fine.
JK, LOL.
Couldn't they get you for like inciting a riot?
I don't know, but I think it'd be pretty hilarious.
No, I don't think it would.
Well, it'd be like, you know, the whole,
Renee, you killed me again.
No.
I hear a beeping.
Oh, it kills him when I go in
okay.
there. Okay. But I fixed it.
That probably would have been like the whole, War of the Worlds radio broadcast thing where people are freaking out.
Oh, yeah. I went to a reenactment of it, actually.
That looked pretty cool.
It was cool. It was not, like, watching, when you're watching the people do it, you kind of get a bit disillusioned.
You're watching a radio production, yeah.
Yeah, but if you hear it, like, on the actual radio.
Uh-huh.
It would be pretty freaky,
yeah.
From what I understand, because they had bits where like they'd start out with interrupting like a jazz broadcast or something, and then it would be like, "We have a special bulletin, blah blah blah. We'll keep you posted." And then it fades out, and it's back to jazz for like 30 seconds, and then it cuts back to alien reports.
Yeah, no, I went to this one play that was basically this. it was a play, but it was like a play doing a radio play.
What that is meta.
So you were watching them basically like they were doing a radio broadcast, but it was the play.
Oh, okay.
The play was them doing a radio broadcast.
Okay, I'd watch that though. But it wasn't a singing play.
No, it wasn't. It was, thank goodness. I think A Christmas Carol.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a Christmas time play.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah,
I'd watch that.
Actually, it turned out pretty cool because they did little sound effect things and all that kind of stuff.
Wait, so it's like, are like Scrooge and Jacob Marley like a radio duo? And they're
no.
Like
it's like doing like a War of the Worlds type thing where they are doing the play and presentation over the radio, but okay. You're sitting and watching the people who are doing the presentation do their thing.
Okay.
So it'd be like if somebody was sitting in the grandstands watching us doing the show right now.
Okay. That's pretty cool. I would do that.
Or like when you went and watched them do the War of the Worlds thing. Same kind of concept.
Okay. Because, well, I like the idea of a play where, like, Scrooge and Marley used to be, like, radio. Like, they were shock jocks.
Yeah.
They were in the same studio, but, like, I don't know, maybe they had a falling out or something.
So it turns into The Prestige, but Scrooge and radio.
It does?
Well, they start out as buddies, and then they have a falling out, and then rivalry ensues.
Have I seen The Prestige? That's Hugh Jackman, right?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman, Christian Bale, magicians at the turn of the century.
Oh, okay. Then
Tesla.
Then I don't remember that part.
You gave me the spoiler toward the end of it, but...
I did?
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
but oh well.
It's been like a year since I watched it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Andrew, are you, like, waving your phone in the air now? What is that
or
sound?
Are you stuck in a wind tunnel, or what's going on?
No, it's standing outside, so... I can get the reception, you guys still to hear me, and yes, there's a little bit of a breeze going. It's maybe like 5 miles an hour, if that.
Yeah, why don't you complain about how nice it is down there, and we'll tell you about how wonderful it is up here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gorgeous down here. It's about 75.
And that's all the time we have for Andrew. Thank you,
Andrew. Thank you for calling,
that was
Andrew.
A good Frasier moment.
Oh, yeah, I forget that was what Frasier did.
Yeah.
In like
he was a psychologist for the radio.
Yeah, in the same vein, shows starring white people. Friends is on Netflix now.
I saw like all 10 seasons or something like that.
Yeah, so I think I'm gonna have to watch it now.
I probably still won't.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though like Jennifer Aniston, though, you wouldn't even watch Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Teresa's like, yeah, would you?
I know Jared would.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because see, there's a drinking game that you can play with friends. If you can, every time you can clearly see her nipples, you take a drink. It's been widely practiced among.
I've never heard
the
of that one.
Folk. It happens so much more often than you'd think.
Apparently,
yeah, but I haven't seen the show. That's just what I've heard.
My sister will watch it occasionally, so I tend to ignore everything that she watches.
Oh, but it's Friends though.
Unless she watches something that I told her to watch, then it's okay.
Okay, but how often has that happened?
She did go, her and Dustin both went and saw the new Captain America in theaters, which was pretty cool.
All right. Oh, hey, did you, you didn't see The Imitation Game yet?
Not yet. Was it
good? I heard that was fantastic.
My parents went and saw it.
I do want to see it.
They liked it a lot.
I heard it was pretty good.
So you're in for a treat.
Yeah.
Andrew, say what?
Was it a pretty good movie?
The Imitation Game. It's got Benedict Cumberbatch. It's the team of people that cracked the Enigma machine in World War II. I can't speak today, apparently.
Enigma.
I'll have to see if I can catch that down here sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good.
I want to see The Gambler. That looks like a good one.
Is that...
Marky Mark.
Oh, and he's got...
Yeah, Marky
and
Mark
bald
movie.
John Goodman.
Oh, yeah, John Goodman's
like
in it, but he's bald.
It's a pretty decent movie. For being first of the year movie, I think it'll be all right.
Oh, people are excited for this one. You know, people are excited for a movie when they like customize the IMDb page for it to like its own colors and everything. Mm-hmm. It's getting a 6.3.
That's not that great.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll still watch it.
Well, you got to think about it though. It is the first of the year movies.
That doesn't necessarily mean anything. Some early year movies are pretty good.
Unbroken got a 7.2. I heard that was fantastic.
Plus, this came out on Christmas. Does it really count as a first of the year movie?
Yeah.
No. Well, The Gambler didn't come out yet.
Yeah, it did.
No, yeah, that's the Christmas
one. Came out on Christmas.
Oh, it came out on Christmas? No. Well, there's another one that's coming out this Friday, or tonight, or is it next Friday, something like that, that's coming out that looks all right as well.
So, Woman Black 2?
You could.
Yeah, that
one. Oh, is it really that one?
Yeah, that one looks
I'm going to watch
right.
that, and I'm going to cry.
Why? Because it doesn't have Harry Potter
I'm not
in it.
It's terrifying.
Money on it, but if it's free at the base, I'll watch it.
Let's see.
Ooh, when, is The Hobbit out yet?
Yeah, the new Hobbit came out like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Shit, I still need to see that.
I saw it opening weekend.
It's
pretty good.
It's the lowest rated Lord of the Rings related movie I've ever seen.
Well, look up the animated ones. What are the animated ones rated?
Hey,
so you're talking live action animated or live action Lord of the Rings material, because I think the animated Hobbit is lower.
I like the animated ones, but I was also six. Yeah. So can you blame me? That's how I knew about the whole Gollum thing before everybody else. Like, yeah, I knew that from forever ago. How did you know? Okay, so 1977, that's a 6.7.
That's... All right, what's the newest Hobbit movie score average amongst the three of them?
The Five Armies
one? We all know it's really one movie.
So what's the average of the three Hobbit movies when you put the averages together?
You're going to make me do math, aren't you?
I think it's like a 7.8, 8.1, and 8.2, I think.
Well...
If I remember correctly.
You bet. Those are pretty good ratings.
Yeah.
But then consider the Lord of the Rings trilogy are like 8.9, 8.9, and 9 or something like that.
Taken 3. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yes.
No. No, it should have stopped at 1.
Oh, no. I get so excited to see Taken 3. Taken 2 kind of sucked, but
it
number
did
3.
Suck. Taken 2 did suck. Just admit it.
Okay, yeah.
That's the one where...
It kind
of
sucked.
What, who was kidnapped that time?
He was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dumb.
One, he's getting hunted.
And then her T-Rex running across the rooftops, the daughter.
Oh, yeah, that was in the trailer. That didn't look exciting
to me.
She
was so annoying.
Really? Yeah. She's got one of those punchable actress faces?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the new Jurassic Park movie coming out?
Still not excited.
I'm excited.
By the way, the average...
Just because of Chris Pratt, is that why you're fed, Therese?
Exactly.
The average of all three of the new Hobbit movies ratings is 7.9.
Wow.
Yeah. Because the previous two ones actually both have 8.0.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, so what were we doing? And now we're going to do a complete left turn because something went fucky and we fixed it.
Yay.
Yeah, so who among us thinks they've been stuck in traffic for the longest period of time?
I think I win.
Not me. Definitely not.
Have you driven through downtown LA? I don't think so.
You drove through downtown LA?
I didn't drive, but I was in the car. Our family had to go through downtown LA.
Okay, but how long were you in there for?
We were probably stopped without moving for like 2 hours before we moved 10 feet.
Oh, that's nothing.
And then we stopped for another 3 hours.
Stopped for... Come on. And that's a daily occurrence.
Yeah, we were stuck in traffic for like 6.5 hours to get like 5 miles.
My God.
It was horrid. Damn. Thankfully, I had like a little portable DVD player, and I just crammed through all the movies I had with me.
Should have just ridden a bicycle.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
Oh, there was motorbikes that just went zipping between the cars.
Yeah?
Motorbikes.
Well, it's legal in California to split lanes on a motorcycle.
Yep.
I think it's incredibly stupid, but it's completely legal.
And that's why people should have broom handles in their cars.
So they can...
Yep.
Just stick it out the window.
Oh,
thump.
Man.
Yep.
It's really like...
I've been stuck in traffic. It took me 10 hours to go from Woodland to Seattle one time.
Mm. Dude. Well, that's... I don't know. I mean, traffic's very
it's
hard to
normally like a two-hour drive. Normally.
2 hours like to Seattle? How fast are you going?
It's about two and a half, depending on where you're going in Seattle.
Average is about 2 hours to get to Seattle from Woodland.
Thereabouts.
Man.
Because it's 140 miles, and if you're doing 70 miles an hour the entire way,
I thought it was like 198.
Nobody really does. So you're going like 80 most of the time.
No way,
you
I'm
know,
doing
two
70.
2 hours is feasible.
I don't know. I mean, I just, I wanted to...
One up us all.
Tell a tale.
That's what you really wanted to do.
Well, kind of. Like, I don't know if I'll be able to do it now, but because I was stuck in traffic for about 3 hours on Monday.
Because of chickens.
It was an event that shall henceforth be known as the Chicken Soup Fiasco.
I was going to say just the chicken run.
Or the chicken
run. You guys stuck in that turkey truck that sold all the turkeys over the road?
I don't know. It wasn't turkeys. It was chickens.
Yeah.
But the
news article I read, it was turkeys that, like, the semi-truck carrying turkeys slammed into a armored truck, and then another semi hit that semi, and a couple pickups involved.
Where do you get your news from? I'm just curious.
I do not think this was Woodland.
Or maybe it was Woodland, California that you were reading. I don't know.
True.
No, this was the Woodland one right there at the bridge.
What,
on Monday?
What day was it? Because I did not hear anything about multiple semi-trucks.
Monday.
That's...
It was either Monday or Tuesday. I think it was Monday, though.
Whatever. Well, I'll get to the media confusion about it in a minute, but I was stuck in that for 3 hours straight. With no hope of finding any back roads the entire time because I'd already passed every route that I could have taken to get to there. And while I was stuck in this 3 hours of traffic, I did invent a new dance involving two extended middle fingers and very gratuitous hand motions. I'm sure very large amounts of small children saw it while I was driving through.
You're a very bad man.
And they need to tell all their friends how great that was.
More importantly, I'm sure they're going to show all their friends.
Yeah, I'm going to be...
They're going to get called into the office, and then they're going to be like, where did you learn this? Oh, there was this angry ginger man in a car.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the front page of Reddit in like a week, man. Just you wait. It was horrible. I was like, I don't know what a nervous breakdown is like, but I think I experienced 40% of one. If I was to start doing that and saying bad words for no reason out the window, and
when you're just sitting there, just like ragingly pissed off, and you can't do anything, like, God, yeah. Fucking damn it!
And the worst part was I was welcome to traffic. Why don't I just like burn that place down?
Well, it's like
then,
when Therese and I went to the Justin Timberlake concert. It took us like what 45-50 minutes just to get out of the parking garage.
Oh my God!
And we were close to the
Justin Timberlake concert.
What?
Very recently, actually.
Yeah, it was the first weekend of November. It's sometime in the middle of November. Never mind. I don't remember exactly which day. Anyways, it was pretty awesome. But yeah, and we were actually parked fairly close to the entrance, too. Or towards the exit. Yeah. So all we had to do was literally go around a corner and then go out the driveway. That was it.
I don't know if it's just I don't have the patience to sit in one place for that long, or maybe it was the slowly progressing starvation that was happening while I was
that's why you should
car.
Always keep snacks and a blanket in your car so that way if you're stranded
yeah,
for hours
I need to keep like
just
couple,
take a nap and eat
couple
a granola
Clif
bar
bars in my glove box. That's all I would have needed, but no, I was just my stomach began eating itself. It was pretty torturous, and then I almost hit a homeless guy driving home because he decides
I think Andrew's getting attacked by an alien or something.
No, I bet it's hawks or something. Don't they have those?
I saw an eagle, or not an eagle, an owl last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it?
I was going to my car and it was just kind of flying around at that field next to Safeway.
Oh, I've seen that guy before.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's mouse hunting.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Like, it's probably some sort of barn owl.
Oh, yeah.
He probably lives over in the storage containers over across the way.
Possibly, although he's flying more from like the truck place.
Truck place?
You know, the where they have all the trucks off to the... if you're looking at the field, it's off to the left.
Oh, that mysterious... It looks like a graveyard to me for trucks. I can't tell what that place is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just don't think I have the patience to deal with traffic.
You don't have patience. That's part of the problem that you have when working at Safeway is you have no patience.
Yeah, I need to... Well, if I had a Google car, I could have just been able to sleep while I waited for it to sort itself out, you know? Yeah. Which those are coming on the streets soon, right?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
I really hope so.
My thought with self-driving cars...
Something else is coming soon, right?
What?
There's something else coming soon, too. Hoverboards.
Oh, yeah.
September 2015. Well, it's September, because it is 2015.
Oh, yeah. Did we yep. didn't say that
coming
entire
in
time.
September. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's coming in September.
Coming
you
in
have
September.
9 months.
Hoverboards.
Yeah.
So following that, or two, what was it in iRobot? What year was that?
2035.
Supposedly.
Or 36 or something like that. Then.
Yeah, iRobot's a
What's
lot
that?
Later.
Mid-2030s.
A lot later? 2030?
Yeah, mid-2030s.
Okay. So then by then, we at least have to have cars addressed.
Yeah, but...
And I was going to say, my thought with self-driving cars is kind of like from iRobot. I like the idea of a self-driving car, but I also want to have the ability to take manual control if I want.
Mm-hmm.
I like...
Because
I like to drive, but... Sometimes it'd be nice just to either study while you're driving to school, last minute cramming for a test,
yep.
Working on something,
oh, yeah.
sleep, whatever. It'd be nice to have the car drive
yeah,
itself.
Yeah, on them long road trips, sleeping would be nice.
Yeah.
I want one. Like, I'm sure, like, I just hope I don't turn into one of the old people that doesn't learn how to use one of those cars. And then just,
you know,
like,
eventually that's going to happen, Renee. We're all going to turn into our grandparents that don't understand how to use modern technology.
I don't think so. I think we're going to do a lot better than what
they may
doing.
Take us longer to get to that point, but or we could get there theoretically faster because technology keeps improving itself faster and faster and faster.
I just don't think it's going to happen at all because we've been keeping up pretty good with all the new shit that's coming out. So if we just keep moving at that pace and it doesn't decide to go all Usain Bolt on us and just jump right to fucking implants in our heads like next week, then I think we'll be fine.
Even if it did happen next week, I think we would kind of be slightly ready for it.
Yeah.
Maybe not for the repercussions of it, but we would be ready for the actual thing to occur.
Oh, yeah, because it's the new shiny thing. And
yeah.
You just decide, I want this now. Give it to me, and
I shall take it.
Yeah, and I'll deal with the singularity brain thing later. What?
They've got that new bracelet that's coming out that it's like a wrist watch almost, except for projects your screen's phone onto your arm.
Oh yeah, those already exist. Smartwatches.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they
already exist.
Concept form, and they're going through the development stage still, but they've got like prototypes out there that are working right now.
You know who's making it?
So.
Because I know there's a couple different smartwatches out there right now, and there's already different programs you can get for them, and they already sync with your phone and everything else. I actually saw somebody made a custom...
There's a difference between a smartphone, but no, it's just a band that's no more than a quarter inch thick that just goes on your wrist, and then it has a mini projector in it that projects the phone screen onto your arm. Onto your forearm or whatnot, your wrist.
So it's not exactly lasers.
So then eventually, after using it heavily, you'll look like a meth addict with a bunch of scabs all over your arm from you picking at your arm trying to play with your phone.
Yes.
So you're just going to have a bunch of scabs from you scratching at your arm.
Yeah, it's just like I know on my phone would just be like a grid of dots because from like Minesweeper or something.
Yeah, Minesweeper or 2048 or whatever. You're just going to get a bunch of scrape marks and scabs across your arm.
People with long fingernails got to watch out. Otherwise, you'll scratch your screen, which is actually your arm.
Which is bad.
Health hazards.
Well, it's got sensors in it that like sense how far.
Well, yeah, it's like the current projector, keyboards because they make those that they're Bluetooth.
Yeah, I've been looking at them for so long, but I can't
justify spending that much on a keyboard.
That and I just know if I got one, I would think it wouldn't work right for me probably because I type weird.
Yeah,
and I know that. The lasers aren't really going to be able to capture the subtle nuances of what it means when I twitch my pinky finger over here.
I think you're flicking a key when you're just having a mild jerk.
Yeah, because that's like me trying to reach the arrow keys without having to move my whole fucking hand over. But laser keyboards all like, oh, you're pushing a Q like 30 times. So there's what I've decided to type for you.
Yeah.
Your name is now QXBRG5L on Facebook. I don't even know how you got on Facebook because you never log in, but I've become sentient. And you know what? If a computer takes over my Facebook profile, fuck it. I don't... Whatever.
Delete it.
Yeah, I want it gone anyway, but I can't delete it because this show.
Yeah.
My bad.
Well, you can delete it and then put, Drew in charge of the radio show page.
I don't use my Facebook often enough.
Would you like to be the social media correspondent?
I want
for
to
this?
Delete mine too, but...
Never mind then. Maybe we could just make a fake Facebook account. Like, we'll just have Richard Nixon be the president of this little establishment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do it.
I don't know.
Here's some president or something. Or somebody famous, like, create a Facebook account for them.
I don't think that Facebook lets you do that.
And then take over the media broadcasting for it.
I think we should pick a dead person, actually, because I don't want to get sued.
Well, Nixon's dead.
He is
George
dead.
Washington.
No.
George Washington gets a Facebook page.
George Washington Carver. A little less...
Or Hooper.
Obvious.
Hooper?
Yeah.
Like Mr. Hooper from Sesame
Mr.
Street?
Hooper. Yes.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, Hoover.
No, I just was throwing out another name there for us to use.
Oh, okay. He was probably actually saying Hooper, though, and I decided to go with Sesame Street.
Yeah.
My bad. I don't know. I mean, who was even that guy on... Was he the guy who ran the store?
I don't know. It's been so long since I've watched Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I don't keep up on it.
You aren't up to date with the Sesame Street lore?
Nope.
They're on the streets, man.
Yeah.
It's getting rough.
Or
over...
you can do Colonel Mustard.
Oh, yeah.
From Clue.
Yeah, but and everything that he says is just like a double entendre for murder. That'd be fun.
Yes.
Killing this assignment with the plumber's wrench. Oh, I don't know. I'll have to think about these.
Yeah.
Actually,
hey, I think it'd be pretty good. You'd be able to get away with quite a bit for it.
Get out of the wind tunnel.
I'm trying to.
Thank you. I think like
the wind just picked up again. So
maybe they
Make
should
stop.
I am living on the bay, so.
Clarify for me: is this a dumb idea? Boxes on the street, so you can talk in your cell phone. Without any, like, it'd just be a phone booth, but without an actual phone in it. It's just a box that you walk into.
Bus stop.
With your phone.
Or we could just have regular phone booths again.
Yeah. No, because then.
Well, yeah, that'd be pretty. Yeah, that could work. Because, like, especially, like, around military bases, people in uniform can't walk and talk on their phone. so he could step into a phone booth.
Is that because
the
people in
noise.
Uniform don't have the mental capacity to walk and talk, or is there some sort of
no? You're really not allowed to.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I was going to say, or is there some sort of protocol against it?
Never heard of this rule before.
You're not allowed to walk and talk on the phone. You're not allowed to walk and text. You're
that's
not supposed
silly.
To walk and drink. You're not supposed to walk and smoke.
You're not allowed to do two things at once. They don't want you multitasking.
Yeah,
they want you to walk. Just walk.
They have a very big concern for brain strain. It's a very real danger.
So, Jared, theoretically, if you go into some sort of combat thing, are you allowed to fight and walk at the same time, or do you have to stop, shoot, walk, shoot, walk, shoot, or are you allowed to do the two things at the same time? Just out of curiosity. Or is that against protocol?
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised a bit if it was. They got the stupidest shit.
Yeah. I mean, what other rules do they have?
Or Andrew, if you're on the boat, can you yell at people to do something, but you have to stop, yell at them, and then keep running to whatever you're doing?
Well, you know, a lot of the chiefs do stop and start yelling at people instead of keep on walking.
Well, that's just because they, yeah, that's different.
That's just
part
their
of
hobby.
Being in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just silly. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, isn't that just them getting their practice in for...
Stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one. They limit you on the type of sunglasses you can wear mm-hmm. or regular glasses you can wear in uniform.
Aviators only. That's
yep.
the nationwide.
That's only
policy.
If you're in the Air Force.
Faddish style sunglasses you can't wear.
What style?
You're not allowed to have faddish.
Faddish.
What does that mean?
Like a fad.
Oh.
Like, oh. Like faddish. You can't wear your freedom goggles?
Yeah, I can't wear those.
So you can't wear those those ones that are, it's not even like lenses, it's just lines of plastic going across the holes.
Yeah, not allowed to have those.
Yeah.
Nope.
No sunglasses
you can wear those, but you can't wear them
dangle
in
down mustache, none of that.
No,
you can't wear them in uniform. You can wear them in civilian clothes all you want.
But you can't wear them.
Not in uniform.
So they just have to be kind of basic conservative style glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
They want everything to look professional.
Right.
Yeah,
man, that's just sucking the joy out of sunglasses. Repeat.
Gay.
I didn't hear him.
Andrew, are you still there?
What?
I was gonna say, are you still there, or did you get swept away in a tsunami?
Gay.
Yeah, there's some weird rules for us military folk.
Yeah.
Gay.
I'll disconnect your mic.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Disconnect your mic.
Now,
I don't care. I'll just like Teresa's.
I control all
now
the
Now they're
mics.
Requiring us to put in request chits just to be able to get tattoos. If we want a new tattoo,
that's
they're trying
silly.
To make it to work.
Yeah.
Military members.
Are you planning on getting a lot more?
Yes.
How
Am
many?
Am I going to put in chits for it? No.
How many is a lot more?
I'm thinking of at least 4 or 5 more.
Really?
One on each cheek, one on the other arm.
I got one for my forehead.
No, I'm going to get one on the calf. Another one on, one on the back somewhere. Maybe a piece on the chest. I don't know.
At least one of these is going to be one that says YOLO Swag 420, right?
Nope.
Well, you're in the Navy, so you got to get the heart that says mom on it.
That is correct.
You have to get it, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's tradition.
I might get something for my mother, but dealing with the breast cancer thing, tying that breast cancer symbol, my mom. But that's about it.
How is she doing, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No chemotherapy.
That's good.
She's got 2 more surgeries left, and she's going to be doing just fine. She goes back to work Monday.
Awesome.
Wow, that's good.
I got to get those boots from her that you were telling me about.
Yeah, my grandma got them for us for free. Like, she got them for free or something like that, and then we don't have that size of boot. So, they're really good, brand new Danners.
Danners. So those don't sound like they'd have steel toes in them. Because I'm still using those ones, those combat boots that you gave me all the way back in June. They're getting wrecked, man. I ruined those.
Combat boots can't stand up to a maintenance job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know you don't care because you gave them to me. But oh man, they smell. They smell just. Oh my god. It's the most interesting combination of. Grease, feet, and butt. Just
I would say a little bit of sweat, fungus, and oil.
Like
I don't know. Butt.
You have
smell?
A little bit of Pomunda cheese smell in there too.
He uses that as a butt plug. I don't know.
A butt plug shaped like a shoe, so you can actually have a foot in your ass.
Yeah, I was just
Red Foreman's dream.
Then he can understand the term, a boot in your ass kind of thing. Sorry, boss, I already have one.
Oh my god. Dude, Red Foreman, speaking of that guy, you haven't seen RoboCop, have you?
I saw it once.
Yeah?
Not the new one.
Not the new one.
No, not the no.
If he says RoboCop,
about?
We're talking 1987.
Of course. I think it might
the original,
be...
yes, I've seen that a couple times.
I've seen it once. I have it, I haven't watched it again.
I think it might be my new favorite movie. I'm not sure, but it is moving up the list pretty fast.
Yeah.
Because, like, you go into it, like, expecting, like, oh, it's just going to be an 80s thing where everybody shoots each other, mm-hmm. and that's awesome.
And that's what it is.
Yeah. But if you think about it a lot, it's got all those really awesome questions about what does it mean if you put a brain on a computer.
Yep.
Again, that's the fun part of that movie. And Paul Verhoeven is, like, just the coolest dude.
Yeah.
For making that. I don't know about watching RoboCop 2.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Definitely not 3.
You know who directed RoboCop 2?
Mm-mm.
Same guy that directed Empire Strikes Back.
Interesting.
Not even kidding you.
Huh.
Yeah. What horrible things have you heard about RoboCop 3?
It's just that it's horrible.
Oh.
Just all kinds of, every kind of horrible.
Like, too horrible for cinema hate?
No,
even?
It'd be perfect horrible for cinema hate because it's got, like, I think it's like a 3-point something or 4-point something.
My God, really?
Yeah.
I'm just having a look at that right now. Number 2... 5.7, number 3, 3.8. And of course it's on Netflix.
Oh, that's right. It is.
Might just hop right on there right now if I don't watch Friends first.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched Rocky 1 and 2.
Suggestions for the cinema hate the other day.
God, I don't even... All right, so in the group text message...
The thing is, I've already seen that Catwoman movie.
You watched the whole thing?
We have it on DVD. I'm ashamed to say that my dad... thinks it's not that bad of a movie.
Oh, no. Even the basketball thing?
I don't know. It's been so long since we watched it. I don't know.
You have
I couldn't
PTSD.
Watch the whole basketball part. I really couldn't.
I got like halfway through and almost had a seizure. I'm like, I'm done. I can't do this.
I know it's horrible.
Huh?
When were you watching it?
No, like I saw it on YouTube. Like you like you mentioned something about the clip.
Oh, just the scene.
Yeah.
Just that scene. You're like, I was like, oh,
it's
shit,
pretty
maybe
horrible.
I should watch that.
I think...
and I was like...
I think I deliberately lost the disc to it, though, so...
Oops, it's gone. And it's accidentally melted to the bottom of the fireplace. Imagine that. It's the only way I could get rid of the demons. The demons of Halle Berry.
Yeah, it's
Frankenstein. The
2014
I, Frankenstein.
Oh,
it's on Netflix.
Frankenstein.
I actually kind of like that.
It's already on Netflix for Instastream.
Yep.
Why do they want to reimagine Frankenstein? Isn't he just cool enough by himself?
No, this Frankenstein kicks ass, bro.
Because money, that's why.
Yeah, Frankenstein just comes through and fucks shit up, man. It was great.
But they gave him, like, superpowers, didn't they?
No, he's just really strong and
which
unkillable.
Is kind of a superpower, not gonna lie.
And basically unkillable.
I don't think
considering he's just a stitched together bunch of pieces from other people's bodies, I don't see how that's possible.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think Frankenstein is unkillable.
Or super strong.
No, well, I mean...
His strength would just depend on the strength of whatever people got sewn together.
Oh, yeah. Like, you can't be sewing midget arms on this guy. Or maybe
you could.
Maybe that's, like, your best defense.
Or that electricity. Electricity bolstered him a little bit. Yeah.
I
thought electricity just jump-started him again.
Does he do the thing, like, in Crank where if he wants to get stronger, he, like, puts a 9-volt battery on his nipples and then he's got, like, double the muscle size?
No, he's just, like, super angry.
Does he have bolts on his neck?
Does he have the bolts? Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay,
oh.
Then dumb.
Yeah.
I hereby proclaim it dumb.
He needs bolts in his neck.
No, but like, if you think about it, if they made Frankenstein in a different way, like, if they just not decided to... If Victor Frankenstein, because he's not... We got to specify. He's Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
If Doc Frankenstein went through the graveyard and didn't, like, cherry-pick... the strongest people out of the graveyards, which he got really lucky with those body parts.
That they weren't that decomposed.
Yeah, and they were all like this 6'5" fucking bodybuilder dude. And what year is this? Like 1890?
Yeah, something
like
that.
Those people were in short supply.
Yeah, how did he score that many good body parts?
I don't know.
It's crazy. So he probably, like, maybe he just waited a really long time and just got, like, a torso here and then the arm
and
there.
And just preserved him or something?
Yeah, just kept him in his freezer until he had all the pieces that he
or since he was messing with electricity, maybe he could have done, like, you know, electroshock therapy to stimulate the muscles and keep him moving around and build up mass.
Oh, man. Is that... How effective is that, though?
I don't know. I know supposedly Bruce Lee used that to kind of help build muscle tone.
Really?
In addition to his regular workout, because, you know, obviously with the electrical impulses, you're stimulating the muscles. They're contracting and moving very quickly, a lot, and very rapidly.
Yeah, he did that for his reflexes, too.
Yeah, it helps build speed and tone, I think, was the idea.
So it's the car battery workout.
Yes. More or less, yes.
Dang. That dude was tough.
Bruce Lee?
Yeah.
But I would want to fight him.
All I'm saying is Victor Frankenstein got really lucky with his body parts, and I'm not sure how he pulled that off.
I don't know.
Because if you were doing it...
Because it's fiction.
Oh, man, nothing is real. Everything's an illusion.
Hashtag spoiler.
We're in the Matrix.
Possibly.
Maybe. Well, yeah, we don't have proof of that yet.
Yeah. Well, everything's not green. There are tinges of blue in the world, so therefore proof that we're not in the Matrix yet.
Oh, everything has to be
Because in the Matrix,
green.
There is no blue tones. They're all, you know, even the sky is a shade of green.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
it's subtle, but there are no blue tones in that movie.
Maybe our Matrix is just a different color. Of that? You only got to change, like, one setting, and your Matrix could be orange. You have an orange Matrix now.
Well, in this room, it's possible.
Nah, it's not quite orange in here. I'd say we've got...
Well, if you combine the two wall colors.
Then I guess. But I'm looking at the outside right now. That is definitely a blue Matrix.
Yeah.
Andrew, what color is your Matrix?
Green.
My Matrix?
Yeah.
Green.
If he
Probably
says...
green.
Okay, because
so much green.
I don't know. You got to really look for those blues, though, because if you got blue down there and we got blue up here, then we are confirmed for living in the Matrix.
What color is the
my
water?
Sky is blue, but it's got a
Illuminati confirmed!
So you're saying the Illuminati made the Matrix?
Yes.
Okay.
We are their slaves.
What's that, Andrew?
The sky's got a slight green tint to it along the horizon. But if you look straight up, it's pretty much blue.
Oh, okay. Dude, that's just the smog, though.
Yeah. That's just
that's
California.
Probably just the smog. Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah. I mean, wait, didn't California get snow, like, just a minute ago?
Yeah, they got snow yesterday.
Did you get any?
No, I did not.
He's way too far south for that.
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Because it was like...
It's about like an hour and a half, 2 hours away from San Diego up in the hills.
Oh, but you could have gotten some.
I could have drove up there, but I wasn't going to try and fight the rest of the Californians who never see snow after last winter of my snow of like 6 months straight.
Oh, so
they wanted to see what moisture that falls from the sky looks like again because they haven't seen much of that this last year.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we've been having some pretty good rainstorms.
Well, yeah, but very recently, yes, but up until very recently, no.
Yeah.
Up until recently, no. Otherwise, it's the last month or so has been pretty good for rainfall.
But my idea wasn't original of you driving up to get to the snow, because everybody else was doing that already.
Yeah, everybody else was already doing that.
Oh, man.
And I wasn't going to do that.
Well, at least we have pictures of them on the internet.
People don't know how to drive in the sunshine. I'm not going to trust them in the snow.
Yeah. I mean, at least we have pictures of it on the internet, you know, to, like, show to people later.
True.
But then you got to think about this. Since people love to Photoshop things all the time, mm-hmm. This isn't exactly in that vein, but do you think people, when they get older, they'll just find a random picture and show that to their grandkids and it's like, this is when I was in L.A. and it snowed.
They'll Photoshop L.A. being snowy?
No. Like, they'll have the picture of L.A. with snow, but they're going to... But it's someone else's picture. They just take it, show it to their grandkids. I was totally there, Timmy.
Interesting, yeah.
Probably.
You gotta watch out for shit like that. Huh?
It's in Californians, Will. They're all a bunch of fake-ass people.
Yeah, but I mean, it's...
There's punks.
Punks, yeah. Over on the west side. But
West side is best side.
That's true. But here's... You gotta watch out for that stuff already anyway, because if you talk to an old person and odds are if you ask them about Woodstock, they're gonna say they were totally there and they saw Hendrix play. So you gotta watch out for people's BS.
Yeah.
Because they've been laying claim to being at famous events for a while, and it's all
about
fine-tuning.
Think how many people have claimed to be the second, or who know who the second gunman that killed JFK was.
Oh, yeah.
Think how many people of that there are.
All the guys over at the Lone Gunman.
But do you really want to be that guy?
I don't know. I mean, if I've got the truth about it, I'll be that guy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on, think about it. If you're the second gunman to the JFK, why would you want to admit to that? Because
the government's trying to keep you down, guilty. Man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The government's going to, you know, if you get proven guilty, then your rest of your life can be stuck in jail.
Unless you were part of the
That'd
government plan to kill JFK.
Huh?
Unless it was part of the government's plan to kill JFK, which dun, is actually dun, another theory. Dun,
dun. Yep.
Throwing the Terminator music.
The Terminator killed JFK.
Without a
there
doubt.
There we go.
No, Magneto killed JFK.
Maybe.
Haven't you guys seen the new
No,
X-Men?
It was Mystique killed JFK, remember?
Nope.
Spoilers.
It was Magneto.
Magneto tried to stop it.
Yeah, he tried to stop it.
Yeah.
Wait, who was actually doing it?
Mystique.
Oh, right.
Like, he tried to move the bullet, but it didn't work.
Yeah. He got interrupted.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why she had to shoot twice. Huh?
There were three shots fired.
Well, I don't know this conspiracy that well.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, maybe
with
she
that
fired
rifle
two.
He had, it's impossible to get three shots off.
No, it's not.
In the amount of time with a bolt action rifle.
No, it's not. I've seen it done.
It's been proven.
I've seen it proven that it is possible. They've actually had somebody use the same rifle, same scope, from a similar position on a moving target, moving the same speed. It was possible.
Yeah, but
it's not
know.
Easy, but it's possible.
Certainly.
As the Mythbusters would say, it's plausible.
Yeah. Ah. Oh, gotcha there.
I'd say it's implausible.
Hmm.
It's still possible, but it's very, very unlikely that it was actually him and that it actually happened like that.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure somebody used a semi-automatic rifle for it.
Mm.
I don't know.
But that's just me. Because the amount of people that can get that off in that amount of time.
I don't know what side's
the
right side.
Out of 10,000. One out of a million people that can do it.
Man, you know how X-Files tagline is, I want to believe. Right now I'm going, I don't know what to believe, because, oh, man.
Yeah. I do want to get that poster, though.
Oh, yeah.
That
poster's
cool.
It's so much money.
No, it's you can get a reproduction of it for like $6 on Amazon.
What? You got to show me that.
I just searched X-Files poster on Google, and then it pulled up as an Amazon link.
But how big is the poster?
I think it's just a standard poster print. It's just a printout of... You know, the poster.
Yeah. X-Files poster. I found one for $12, 24 by 36.
That's decent. 2 by 3 foot.
That's pretty good.
For
yeah.
$12, that's not bad either.
Yeah. Although, like, you got to figure out which one you want, because a lot of people make their own versions of the poster.
Right.
Somebody made one with Serenity flying over.
I've seen that. That's actually a legit one.
Oh, that's awesome.
ThinkGeek sells it, too.
It's only got 2 stars? Why would you do that?
Because it's not X-Files and it's not in Firefly at the same time.
Lame. Sometimes mixing universes is funny. Just have a bit of fun with it. Jared?
Yeah.
Do you think Firefly is gay?
No.
It's awesome.
You have seen it, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. He named his rifle due to the show.
Oh, right. I named it Vera, remember?
You did name it Vera. Yes. That's awesome. Man.
Therese, have you seen the rest of Firefly yet?
She's asleep.
No, she hasn't.
No, she's not. What?
She hasn't.
Andrew wants to know if you've seen Firefly. No. She has not.
Why not?
He wants to know why not.
Probably for the same reason that it's always been.
Because we keep bugging her about it.
Drew, make a deal with her.
I tried that last time. It didn't work.
You watch something she wants to watch that you don't, and she'll watch Firefly.
I already tried that.
Watch Friends, dude.
Hmm.
10 seasons for one seems like a bit of an inflation problem, but yeah. You can go ahead and do it anyway.
14 or 15 hours of Firefly, if you count the movie.
Yeah, that seems fine. I mean, I don't know how long Friends is.
10 seasons of... Who 20 knows how,
minute episodes?
20, are they 20-minute episodes?
20, 22, I don't know. They're
okay,
weird.
Whatever, 22...
They're 22-minute episodes, they're half hour each.
Okay, and then figure there's probably how many episodes per season?
1,000,007.
Like, say there's 20 episodes per season, times, so there's 200 episodes in 22 minutes, so 440 minutes.
Too long.
No, I know, that's not right. That's 4,400.
Add another zero.
Yeah, 4,400 minutes, never mind.
Gotcha.
That's a lot of minutes.
10 seasons for fucking holy murder. Do you know if the numbers changed, but how many episodes they got per season?
I don't know. I'll look.
Holy war. 24 what? Episodes per season.
Wow.
Crazy.
No. Nope.
Well, it's not as bad as the, what is it, Kelly's Heroes? No, Hogan's Heroes. They do like 34 episodes per season.
Hmm.
Hogan's Heroes did 34?
There's 238 episodes.
Oh,
shit.
That is so much
of
TV.
Friends.
Hogan's Heroes only had 6 seasons, though. But I guess they make
so
up
that's 5,236 minutes.
The math wasn't that far.
87.26666 hours.
Oh man. It's too
much. 3.636 days.
We might have
24-hour marathoning it.
I might have enough time to finish it before Monday comes around.
That doesn't involve you doing 24-hour marathons of it, though.
It does. I'm sure I will find a way around that. Like, I'll just hold my eyes open with scotch tape.
So, throwing bathroom breaks, you're probably going to have to throw another hour or two.
Maybe. Just like, well, I'll just clockwork orange it through the whole thing.
Yeah, have somebody putting eye drops on your eyes, though.
Yeah. Well, I can do that, right?
Sure.
If I'm
doing
it
all between now and Monday.
You're going to watch all of Friends before Monday.
No, I'm not.
I know.
I mean, it's a very adventurous task.
Yeah, I still am working through the X-Files, which I'm halfway through season two, so.
Woo! You're going to find that as you watch that, you're going to really appreciate the random case episodes.
Yeah.
Rather than any ones that have to do with the anthology of the whole series. Mm. Just like the timeline that they're trying to follow, figuring out.
Cancer Man, that kind
of
thing.
Like stuff about Mulder's sister and who Cancer Man is.
The MOTW kind of episodes are going to be the highlights.
The MO what?
MOTW, Monster of the Week.
Oh, yeah. That I haven't heard of that term before, actually. But yeah, those ones are the fun ones.
Because
like you get to see Mulder be funny again. Mm-hmm. Like it's not fun when he's all serious because he's like, I'm the FBI. But when he's goofing around, he's like, I'm the FBI and you can't fire me because you need me in this department. Tenure! That kind of thing. Like, can an FBI guy get tenure? That's basically what he has.
Yeah.
He gets his own basement.
Yeah.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
Basement office.
Yeah. I'd love a basement office because I just have an office.
Yeah. He gets a whole corner. And it's a decent sized office, too, for two people.
And it does
and
have windows.
And they even have their own little lab off to the side. If you look when they, you know, if you come in from the shot looking at the door.
Yeah.
There's a whole extra little lab thing off to the side on the left.
Mulder's office gets such a bad rap. Yeah. It's pretty great.
It's a mess, but it's cool.
Yeah. If you just clean up.
When's the new season of True Detective come out?
Oh, man. I don't know.
I think they're filming.
That.
Yeah.
I could find
out.
I think they're filming right now because they have the full cast.
Yeah, I know they have the full cast. I saw that on IMDb.
I'm still on Vince Vaughn.
I don't know. I want to see him be a serious person.
Yeah, and then Colin Farrell, I think, can do okay. Rachel McAdams, we'll see. Other than that, I don't know.
There is no broadcast date yet.
So it's HBO, so they're just like, yeah, whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have the new season of, or do you have season four of the Game of Thrones?
Yep, already finished it.
You're going to have to give that to me.
Yeah. Season five starts in April.
Yep. You'll have to give that to me so I can catch up, and then I'll have to catch up again.
People die. Yeah, it's Game of Thrones. People die.
I think season three.
Yeah.
That was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, people die. Anyways, moving on to stuff that Renee can participate in because he gets upset when we don't talk about things that he can talk about.
Spoilers and yeah.
People die, Renee. It's fact of life.
I'm sure they do. Like,
you need to watch it.
That's one of the mantras of Game of Thrones is odds are don't start liking any characters because odds are they're eventually going to die.
I got to like somebody.
Well, yeah, but odds are they're still probably going to die.
Okay. Fine.
Don't get too attached.
I can think of one person. I don't know yet because I haven't seen season four, but I can think of one person who's not going to die the entire series.
I'm not going to tell you whether or not you're right, but go.
It's Peter Dinklage, right?
The youngest daughter.
Oh, that's not Peter Dinklage.
Oh. Don't know, actually, because he's not done with the books, so we don't know.
Yeah? You ever
so
I'm on book
alive,
three.
Though, at the end of season four.
What?
She's still alive at the end of season four.
I'm not going to confirm or deny, like I said.
Everybody dies. Just assume that.
Yeah.
Pissed me off when Ned Stark died, and that was just the first.
That was.
That did piss me off.
It had to happen, though.
I know. It still pissed me off.
Yeah.
If you stay on the internet long enough, you will accidentally see a Game of Thrones spoiler.
Oh, especially for season one.
Oh yeah. I mean, what are the? I don't think there's that many spoilers for that. Kids falls out of a window. Big deal. He sees those two people doing it.
That's the first episode.
Kind of a big deal.
It does become a big deal.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Like, it's, I, but is it?
There's a lot of callbacks to stuff that you thought was subtle and insignificant.
Mm-hmm. Is it like against the law for them to be doing it? In
their brother and sister.
Well,
it's kind of weird.
And sister, man, how? And she was married.
It's like medieval times. They got different rules.
She's married to the
and she's
king.
Which was not the person that she's.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even pick up on that. I don't.
She was married to the king. She was doing her brother.
Yeah.
Her son's the result of both of her and her brother, and then he took the throne. I mean, come on.
So the king doesn't have any legitimate heirs.
Yeah.
Broke at least one rule.
He had a legitimate heir, but they denied it.
No.
Because
he didn't.
That one.
No, he didn't.
The king has a lot of bastards running around, but he doesn't have the.
He has no legit heirs.
Was the legitimate heir.
What?
The king's brother was the legitimate heir.
Yes, but that's not his.
His heir is too legit.
Yeah.
It's too legit to quit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'll watch the show sometime. I don't know when. It's probably not going to be today.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
You should watch it instead of Friends.
Well, I don't think I was going to watch Friends today either. I had no, I don't even, I'm not even sure what's on the docket. I was going to watch a weird one called Eraserhead. Have you heard of it?
They re-added Chinatown, so we're probably going to watch that.
Chinatown!
I haven't.
Yeah.
I need to go see The Raven one of these days.
Nah, you really don't.
It's on Netflix.
I know.
So.
The Raven. Is that the one with John Cusack?
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah. It was okay. Yeah.
Oh, did anybody, since we've been talking about it for like the past 3 weeks, did anybody watch The Interview yet?
Nope.
I haven't either.
No.
I haven't.
I want to, but I haven't.
I want to because the screw you to North Korea, but I'm not going to pay any money to see it, obviously.
Of course not, because fuck Sony.
Yeah, exactly.
Andrew, thoughts?
What?
Are you going to pay for it? What are you going to do with that thing?
I don't know. I'm thinking I'll probably wait till I can get it off like Pirate Bay or something like that.
Well, you're going to have to wait a while for Pirate Bay, dude.
Really?
Or Kick-Ass Torrents.
I need to hook you up. You need to get just off of
those.
I'm not
going to spend money on it.
I know you're not, but you need to get off of the places that are,
you are on
public.
Yeah, public is bad.
Well, you know, I would get onto B&B, but I can't.
B&B, is that
bed and breakfast?
Yeah.
But I can't because of
Andrew,
lack of
stop.
Internet.
Things. And
the rules of Fight Club apply. You don't talk about it.
It's always nice when the Fight Club rules are there. Which,
well, you can just bleep everything out then.
I'll figure it out.
One bleeped part.
Fight Club rules are fun, but it also makes it impossible for any fan pages to be made about the movie. I mean, you can make them, but it's just...
Then you're breaking the rules.
Yeah.
But then they're not necessarily part of Fight Club, though.
Oh, like they just kind of wish they were a part of it.
They know about it, but they're not a part of it.
Well, if you stop talking about it, you'll get in. You gotta.
I still haven't watched Gone Girl, another Fincher movie I need to watch.
You still haven't watched it?
No.
Dude.
Gone Girl was a pretty good one.
It's great.
Yeah.
I went and saw it.
I think
it wasn't great, but it was pretty good.
I think I told my mom that it was a good movie, and she was like, oh, great, I'm going to go watch it. And then she came back and was just a little bit...
perturbed.
Felt a bit queasy afterwards. I think that's what ended up happening. But...
Well, I mean, she split the dude's
throat. I haven't seen it. No spoilers.
Spoiler town. Population U.
You don't know which dude I'm talking about, so you're good.
Yeah. Anyways...
We'll watch. Maybe I'll watch that today. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so logy. Like, it's just getting... can I call in? Is it... I think I might do that, because I don't want to work tomorrow anyway, but now I have, like, reasons now. And also, you we're all going to have to be in quarantine, so somebody go get me a bottle of something tasty, and we'll just hang out for the whole day. That's fine.
I'd be down. I mean, grab yourself a bottle of that moonshine. Or, Drew, do you have any more apple pie?
I think I have some apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get the recipe for that from you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really do. I'm pretty sure that
recipe
is really secret.
I don't know.
Like, I bought some down here for New Year's, and it wasn't as good as your guys' apple pie. And I was like, oh, I really want some of theirs.
Well, I don't know. Is the recipe not something that's been handed down from your mountaineering grandpa or whatever?
No, it's not handed down from generations and generations and generations.
Okay, but
I know your dad was saying that he teaches.
Yeah, I know one of his. I know one of his friends gave him the recipe, and then you know he has it. So
yeah, and my dad didn't want to do it. So
I think
I'm looking at doing a still next.
Yeah,
like
MASH style.
MASH style, yeah.
Like an actual still.
It's like in MASH, where how they had the still in their tent.
Yep.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Yep. Do it, and then you know, could use that figure out. That'd be pretty good.
Does Radar build this still?
No, it was Hawkeye and BJ was the first tent mate, right?
I don't remember.
No, BJ was the second one.
Okay. It was Trapper.
Yeah, it was Hawkeye and the first one.
Shoot, I forget his Bunky's name.
It starts with an R.
Radar.
Pretty sure it's
Radar was...
No, not Radar, the other one.
I don't remember his name.
Yas?
Crud. Well,
Google it.
Well, wait.
Get on the Google.
What am I Googling?
MASH. Not the movie, MASH. The TV show.
Well,
the TV show MASH. Who is Hawkeye's tent mate?
I don't know.
Besides BJ.
It's probably not going to say that in the IMDb page. There's BJ. There's...
look at the first season.
Season one?
Season one and see what the cast is.
Blah, 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 blah. Like in the pilot, do you think that'll be... Oh, who's the guy?
It's, you had Benjamin Franklin Pierce, a.k.a. Hawkeye, and then you had Captain John McIntyre. No, that's not right.
That was McIntyre.
Yeah, McIntyre was his first bunkie.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And then McIntyre, you had Frank Burns.
Hawkeye. Burns was in there for...
Burns was in for a while. Burns was in...
Third guy for the bunk for a while.
Yeah.
I take it MASH is a good show.
Yeah, it's good for the first couple seasons, and then it starts getting a bit depressing in the later seasons.
Oh, because they start going, oh, yeah, we're in Korea. Don't forget about that part of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny for the first couple seasons.
First as well, so that was kind of weird.
Say that again?
Yeah, the movie came out a couple years before the TV show.
Oh.
That's why it's not the same cast.
Yeah, because of how big of the movie was, they made a TV show out of it. And most of the cast was the same.
Yeah, about half of it.
I was disappointed when they killed Radar.
They didn't kill him, they just sent him home. They didn't kill him, they just sent him home.
They killed the character, man. You don't know what happened to him.
He got sent home, because they sent letters from home.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But no matter how hard Klinger tries, he never could get that Section H.
He stopped trying after a while.
All right.
They did give him... They said, here's your Section H, you can go home. And as he was leaving, he's like, it just didn't feel right to him.
I can't leave my family.
All right, Andrew, I got this set up weird, but we hit the hour. I got to hang up on you so I can play the outro music. Thanks for joining us.
All right.
Adios, senor.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you later, man.
Talk to y'all sometime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
Bye.
Yeah. See ya.
Hanging up now. Can you hear me now? Okay.
Beep.
All right. I don't know. That was a thing. Sorry I got sick, but I can't control things. I'm not even sure if I'm sick.
That's okay.
If I can call in tomorrow, then whatever. It's a win-lose.
If you call in, I'm going to have to find somebody else to cover your shift.
Oh, so this is like...
You're just going to create more work for me to do.
But do you want me infecting the populace?
Just call in something. What time do you start tomorrow?
3.
Call in tomorrow morning, then I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah? All right. I'm not going to do it now. So I'll keep you updated on it, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't care, honestly.
Do you close tomorrow?
I don't. I'm off tomorrow.
Oh, lucky bastard.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like I said, I got Friday and Saturday off in a row.
Oh, dude.
It was nice.
Lucky.
I don't know how it happened.
Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIFRadio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not when we want you to, at TGIFRadio.com. All the old episodes and links for iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. Anything you guys want to say before we shut this down?
Jared?
Do a thing. Say nothing?
Nothing.
Aren't you going home after this week?
Yeah. Well, this Sunday.
This is your last chance.
Are you going anywhere after that? When are you going to be back?
You're going to Africa or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Africa for 9 months, and then after that I'm going to go to Italy to visit my brother, and then I'll be back by next Christmas.
All right. But any you got a phone during that time?
I'm still figuring that situation out.
Okay.
I'll let you guys know.
All right, cool. All right.
Keep your Facebook and download Messenger so I can talk to you guys at times.
I'm not going to download
I'm not downloading anything Facebook.
I'll
I'm just saying.
Kill you.
I'll just use the Facebook messaging on the Facebook site.
Okay, fair enough.
Just do that. All right. Hoverboards are coming in September because it's 2015 now.
Yes.
And we'll have a live demonstration whenever they come out.
Yes, we'll put it up as a video.
Yep. All right. Talk to you next week. Party on, everybody.